Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to J Life Fit Podcast again. Yes, I am back quickly this time. Like I said, I am going to try and be a lot more consistent with these. And the way I'm going to do them a lot of the time, which I've done the last few, is often when I'm training someone, a topic will come up and I grab my phone, I put the topic in, and then I just try and do that conversation again for you guys. I think it's worth doing because if I can get through to one, to two, to three, to 10, whatever people, and change their life in any positive way, I'm doing my job. I genuinely enjoy doing that. So this is a way I'm going to keep bringing these, though it might be in short form, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it be. If I can get a point across and help someone, I feel like I'm doing my job. So today, this one came up again from actually the same client we're talking to last time. And what it was about was achieving goals and getting there. And I noticed that a lot of people, not just this client, often people have specific goals in training, but they're not quite prepared to do what it takes to get there, understanding that it can take hard work and it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of applying yourself mentally and physically, and you know, sometimes taking your time out of your daily life at home and family and making sacrifices to achieving these goals. So we need to do what it takes in that way, time management-wise, but more on the fact of what I'm talking about today is doing what it takes when it comes to the specific training being asked of you off your trainer. Now, I think most of us can agree that I would say 90 to 95% of people in the health and fitness world, when they're training, one of the goals would be to lose weight. Some for maintenance, but a lot of people are to lose a few kilos here and there. And this takes, obviously, dedication, you know, an application of what you're asked to do when it comes to your eating and your training. But what I want to talk to you more specifically about today is doing what it takes in the way of how to achieve weight loss when it comes to lifting weights. And the reason I say this is that I still commonly find, now I'm speaking more to ladies here because this very rarely comes up for men, because men generally want to put on muscle. You know, men are probably more ego-driven than women. And I say that for me too, for most men, we're more about muscles and looking how we look, especially for younger men, not so much when you get a bit old, but when you're a bit younger, it's all about the looks for a lot of young guys, aesthetics and so forth, not so much fitness. So this is more for the ladies, in ladies thinking that when you are going to lift weights, A, you think you're going to be, and this is not for everyone, this is just, I still find this fairly common as an answer when I say to ladies about doing weights, it's like, I'm going to get bigger, I'm going to get bulky. Now, I'll get back to doing what it takes in a minute, but first I want to educate you a little bit on lifting weights in a fairly simplistic term. If your trainer's asking you to lift weights for weight loss, okay, whether it be rep schemes of 8 to 12 reps or 12 to 15, or around about those, and they're asking to reduce their cardio, they're asking the correct thing of you. But I also want you to remember, the main thing to talk about here is, often ladies say, I'm going to get big and bulky. Now, this is not going to happen easily. You're not going to get big and bulky, but I still hear people say it. Ladies, you're not going to go home in the afternoon looking one way and then wake up in the morning and looking like this professional bodybuilder. It's not going to happen. It's quite a slow process. And it takes a lot of work, A, to put on muscle. You have to work very, very hard. It's not a matter of doing a few dumbbell curls and your bicep grows. Well, maybe for the minority of people, some people can put it on quite easily, but that's more for the men. But for ladies particularly, it's a lot harder. So it's going to be a slow process. So if this is being asked of you, you're going to get this slowly. And when you get to a stage where you like how you look, you can simply say to your coach, okay, I don't want to put on any more muscle. And you'll go into more of a maintenance phase where you'll lift the same type of weight, same rep scheme. Maybe rep schemes will change a bit, but the weights won't get a lot heavy and you can stay that way. And if you want to get smaller, you can obviously lift lighter or reduce the weights. Or if you want to get bigger, you can lift heavier. This is very similar to eating, by the way, in terms of maintenance and being in a deficit or a surplus. If you want to stay the weight you are, you eat the recommended calories that you're given through your TDE, your total daily energy expenditure. It'll give you a recommendation, and whether it be 2,000 a day, or if you want to be losing weight, you take 15-20% off that, put yourself in a deficit, and the science would say that you will lose weight. If you want to increase your weight, you obviously go up on the calories. That is the same as the weights, like I explained earlier. So you don't need to think that you're going to put on weight too quick and freak out about it. Just a little side note on that about calories. I was going to do another top podcast about this, but just a quick mention. I also find still a lot of ladies in particular under eating their calories, and you have to be careful of being under your deficit that's recommended. If you go too low, your body can become very calorie adapted, and you can actually find it harder to burn body weight, body fat. So you need to be very careful. This is for another topic, so just be aware for that's a little side note for you. Please don't undereat for everyone. Keep enough calories in your body. Do not be afraid to eat the right food, a lot of food if it's the correct food. You're not going to put on a lot of weight, provided you're burning the energy and you're doing all the measuring, you're tracking your calories and your exercise, you're going to be okay. But back to the weights. If your coach asks you to do that, like I said before, he's asking the right thing of you, or she, he or she, whichever trainer you have, female or male, they're asking the right thing. Have trust in your coach. Know that you're with someone who's reputable. They have a good history of doing a good job. That's a good way to check out trainers. See who they've trained before. See what they've done for their body type. That's a good way to select a trainer for you. Again, there's another topic there we can talk about. But if they're asking that of you, please trust them. Again, don't be fearful of getting too big too quick. You need to be on the weights. Lifting weights, if we talk about two different ways to lose weight, cardiovascular, walking on a treadmill, walking outside, running, swimming, riding, whatever its form of sort of monostructure, like one exercise routine you can do, what sort of cardio you like, yes, you can burn body fat off. But I would be using this more for your cardiovascular endurance rather than using this for weight loss. That is the way I would do your cardio. I'd be designing it more high intensity, shorter bursts. Increase your heart rate, your fitness, absolutely. But I wouldn't be advising walking only for weight loss. Walking with lifting weights is great. End of the week, you might finish your week as like an active recovery where you just go for a walk. Not specifically doing it for weight loss, but doing it more for the mind and body and a bit of a reset. And yes, you're going to burn some calories. And don't get me wrong, it certainly has some benefits for sure. We need to be doing our cardio. Please don't think that I'm saying never do cardio. It's just not about that. I am just saying if before you were doing 70% cardiovascular, 30% weight, I would change that more to probably 70-30 weights compared to cardio, or 60-40. I would be definitely increasing your weightlifting, whether it be doing, just classic sort of hypertrophy, but I would more be getting into making sure you're doing your compound movements, your deadlifting, your squatting, your pressing, and then you can do your isolation movements for your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders, your back, all of this sort of stuff. Be doing that. Then you are going to get the roll on, the byproduct of all of it. So what comes with lifting weights? A, we're going to put on muscle. B, we're going to burn body fat. C, we're going to increase our bone density. We're going to get stronger. D, we're going to feel better, okay? E, we're going to look better. There's all these byproducts that rolls on from lifting weights. But if you're talking just cardio, what are the roll-on effects? Okay, we get a little bit fitter when it comes to walking, not much, but you learn some, burn some body fat. But you're not doing a lot of the other good stuff that particularly for women, we talk about osteoporosis, osteopenia, where we can also lose bone. And these are really serious problems. You need to be careful of having weak bones. We talk about, you hear about people when they're older falling over and breaking hips and so forth. I'm certainly no expert, but I'd be saying that this really, in generations now and to come, this shouldn't be happening as much. We're a lot healthier and we know what we should be doing in fitness now. And it comes back to a lot of lifting. You'll see in some countries, they're getting a lot of elderly people in their 60s and 70s starting to deadlift and so forth. Only light weights, don't get me wrong, but they're starting them to do that, to stress the bones in a healthy way, not too heavy. But we need to be putting our body under some form of what I would call healthy stress. It will make a difference. So back to doing what it takes. I keep repeating this phrase because it is really important. If your coaches know what they're doing and they're telling you this is how you should lose weight and you're going to get the byproduct, please don't be scared of it, okay? Understand that you are going to achieve your goal and you're going to benefit in a lot more ways from lifting weights. I know it's hard to see because I hear people say it and a lot of people equate like fitness or their session, how successful it is on how much they sweat. So they will go, well, I didn't sweat much, so I couldn't have worked. It's not how it works. It's irrelevant whether you sweat a lot. I've seen people who don't sweat at all and they work very hard. And then I've seen people who don't work very hard sweat a lot. So having how much you sweat as a reflection on how successful your session is completely wrong. Forget about this, okay? This is not how you rate your session for success, sweat or no sweat. It really comes down to results and how you look, how your clothes fit, how you feel, how you're sleeping, how you're moving, everything. Yes, some people go by weight and get on the scales. I understand that. And this is a very hard thing to stop. And I'm always saying, please do not be obsessed by the scales. Also reminds me, this person said that, you know, she lost 800 grams in 10 days and thought this wasn't very good. What I said to her, you hear 800, but if I said that was a kilo, you'd be like, you'd be happy with that. And she was like, yeah, I would. It's only 200 more grams. But you hear 800, you don't think much. You're a kilo and you're happy. Let me tell you, 800 grams of weight loss in 10 days, doing the right thing, it's good weight loss. That's fine. You do another 10 days, there's 1,600. And then you do another 10 days and we're going up and we're going up. And before you know it, 50 days in, you'll be 5 kilos lighter. 5 kilos is a lot of weight. So please be patient and be consistent. Remember that. But reminding you before I sign off and leave, do what it takes. Have trust in your trainer and do not be afraid to be on the weights. So this podcast is really covering those two things, doing what it takes and not being afraid of the weights, because I promise you that this is a way you are going to get long-lasting results and you're going to get a lot more benefits than just walking on the treadmill. The amount of calories you're going to burn compared to your body recovering after lifting weights and doing that is not even comparable. Your body takes a lot of energy to recover from a weightlifting session compared to walking on a treadmill for 45 minutes to an hour. We all agree, I think you get off to walking a treadmill 45 minutes to an hour and you really don't feel much at all. You're walking like, I'm fine, I could train again. That shows you that your body's not being put under a lot of stress. Keep doing your little bit of treadmill and you're walking by all means. But ladies and gentlemen, particularly ladies, let's get on the weights. Let's not be afraid. And to remind you before I sign off again, do what it takes. I appreciate you having a listen. If you like this, please share. It's very appreciated. You can tell your friends. You can find this on Apple and all the other platforms. It'll be shared everywhere, wherever you're listening. Give me a subscribe. Give me a comment. Give me a thumbs up. If anyone's interested in having a chat to me about anything, I would love that. Or if there's topics you want me to cover in a podcast coming up, you can send me a message at my Instagram at JLifeFit. Send me a message and I would love to read them and get back to you and try and cover any topics you might be interested in learning about. I'm here to educate, motivate, and keep you ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls moving and feeling good. I hope everyone's going okay, whatever country you're in during these crazy times of COVID. We will get through this and we will talk about it in the future. Try and stay positive in the meantime. Keep busy, keep to your plan, and to remind you, let's do what it takes, huh? See you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll talk to you real soon. Bye.